for. I'm pretty excited just to get back out there and play some footy. I love the game and I've missed it so much over the last 2 years.
Not many times Melbourne get a chance to play Friday night, so we'll make the most of it.
Learned playing Collingwood, and anytime I see a magpie, I just target it because it just gets me in the right mindset.
Last year was last year and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't think I played a game in a short sleeve jumper my whole life until I got divorced. But when you got linguine arms like me, you don't tend to show them off.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yeah, welcome one, welcome all to Inner Sanctum today on a Thursday, and we're heading into the Sanctum of the Bombers. And just interesting, Whitey, in the intro, we hear Dylan Shield talking about, you know, likes playing Collingwood, and whenever he sees a magpie, he targets them. Well, he targeted them last Friday night at the MCG too. He was a dominant force, our man. He's ready to go again with us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Where are you? Are you in the bus or something?
Oh, well, I'm trying to find some quietness in this hotel because I'm up on the top level in our common area, and the Brewster machine is up and firing at the moment, so I have to try and go outside.
How is hotel life treating you? Is hub life treating you at the moment? Normally you're there for maybe a night, maybe two, but this is going to be a bit longer. Are you settled in yet?
Yeah, we're well and truly settled in. So it's been 3 nights now. We are up on the Gold Coast, so now the boys are certainly riding the wave here, and you know, we've got our main training session today, which we're looking forward to, and we're ready to take on North on Saturday.
Are you a ladder watcher?
A ladder what? No, not really.
Not really? It's interesting just
not
watching.
Early in the season.
No, well, that's true, but I suppose the situation with you guys is a little bit different. You in Melbourne, of course, because you missed that game. That you're sitting in a pretty good spot at the moment, just on the ladder. And I know it's early doors, and there's not too much between everyone at the moment. But I reckon that game in hand, I reckon it's going to come in handy for you guys down the track. That one, you're probably not thinking about it, but has there been any discussion about what the year looks like and when they're going to slot that in?
We don't know yet. We've got to stay pretty flexible, as you could imagine. The landscape in the AFL is changing weekly, so you know, we just got to focus on, you know, with the immediate game in front of us, and you know, then the game after that, and then we'll have a better idea of what the rest of the year is going to look like. But obviously, Victoria going into that lockdown is change things up a bit, so we just have to stay flexible. And like I said, the Essendon Footy Club is, you know, we're just riding the wave and ready for anything that comes our way.
Yeah, on the Gold Coast, riding the waves makes sense to me. Just on that though, there was a lot of discussion yesterday about, and last couple of days, about maybe they'll go through, or there'll be a time in the next little while where the games will be squeezed a bit. The gap between games will be reduced to whatever it is, 4 or 5 days, to get maybe a game up so they can come back to Victoria and have a quarantine week and then get back and have the schedule back to normal. Has that been discussed with the playing group at all by anyone up there from the Bombers?
Yeah, so the AFL had a update meeting with the club CEOs and presidents yesterday, and they were able to give the playing group and the footy club an update, and you know, that's certainly one of the possibilities, and you know, hence the shorter games being played this year. It'll enable us to have shorter turnaround. So we sort of think we all knew that was going to be a possibility, you know, early this year anyway. So that's not going to be you know, a surprise to us if we have to do that, which is good.
What's it like being an AFL footballer at the moment, Dylan? Is it just a blur, or can you actually stay really focused like it is a normal season, sort of, you know, week to week, game between game, what you're doing to prepare to play?
Oh, look, there's certainly, you know, a lot more, I guess, noise and, you know, potential distractions this season compared to, you know, previous seasons, but you know, we're able to still continue to do what we love to do and you know, play the game, you know, that's that we love and what the Australian public loves to see. So, you know, it's challenging what we have to, the conditions and the circumstances and what we've got to go through to play our game. But, you know, in perspective to what the rest of the nation is going through, I think we can say we're really fortunate, and you know, super grateful that we're up and playing at the moment.
What's the mood in the camp after that win against Collingwood? I mean, often, I mean, Essendon plays Collingwood at the same time every year in relation to, you know, round five or round six. It's often the reference point to how a season might play out. You've beaten them, and you've beaten them in really impressive fashion after a slow start. Has that given the group a real boost?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think immediately we were obviously super thrilled with the win, and you know, felt really really good about the performance on the weekend. But obviously, with the what's happened, and you know, us having to pack up and travel north in the days after the game, we had to move on pretty quickly. So I would say that the group as a whole hasn't really reflected too much on the game or spoken about it. We're just sort of trying to be present here and, you know, get ready for training today and then get ready for the next game. So no doubt it was probably our best win for the year, but we haven't spent too much time because we haven't been able to on it.
Yeah. Could that be a good thing? We've often talked about Essendon that as a club, not so much yourself, as a club, that they can get very excited very quickly after a good game. And you talked about how, you know, good teams do it week in, week out, and it's a sustained good period of football. To have to move on quickly as you did, could that be actually a good thing for the team?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in the end, it's the game is worth the same amount of points as any other game we play in the regular season. So, you know, can't deny that it's against Collingwood and there's a lot of history there, but essentially we got the win and we've got to get ready to perform this weekend against North, or else, you know, you're only as good as your last game mentality. It would count for nothing in a way.
I don't know, I've been thinking about you a bit this week, Dylan, because of the relationship we've built up with you and our understanding of you as a footballer, and you're a fastidious preparer. And I'm sure you've got really strict, almost strict routines in the build-up to a game, but you're also really strong mentally. So your mental strength is going to be really important now, because the preparation from what you normally would do would be a fair bit different, wouldn't it? How are you dealing with that?
Oh, early on in my career, I was pretty strict and rigid with my routine, but, you know, had to, you know, find a way to be really flexible and, you know, be prepared that when you're travelling or circumstances of things not being available to you, whether that's food, diet, facilities, you just have to, you know, essentially prepare for the game regardless. It doesn't really matter how I feel to my teammates or to the fans. They just need to see a performance out of us. So, yeah, at the moment, I think teams and players that are mentally focused and able to stay connected and calm through this the period of time, they'll be the ones that perform the best, essentially. Physically, I think everyone's got what it takes to play good footy, but the ones that are mentally focused are the ones that will get the job done.
Well, I didn't know we were talking about that this morning, actually. Why do you mention that the team that copes with this the best mentally is going to be the one that comes out on top and can gain a real advantage? Has that been discussed with the group? Are you talking about the mindset more than the physical preparation at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it come hand in hand. You know, physically, every team and player's got restrictions with what we can do at training and in the certain numbers that we've got. Teams that can, you know, spend a lot of time mentally staying focused and staying connected, and, you know, we are finding a way where we can prioritise that in our day and our program. That's certainly something that Essendon's focusing on. We think that we've, you know, shown some really good moments throughout the year where we're putting that on display, and, you know, that'll be what we'll be focusing on while we're up here.
One of the great plays for you last Friday night was Jake Stringer. It's such terrible luck for him and the team that he's gone down with that ankle injury. So it does, the obvious person you turn to is Joe Danaher, and how far away he is to potentially come back. I think it's encouraging that he's at least up with the group. It shows that he can't be too far away. How's he going?
Oh, firstly, so disappointing for Jake. He, as he would say, he was basically leading the Coleman with one less game under his belt. So he was certainly in some good form. And, you know, we know Jake's so important to us, but we'll be looking forward to getting him back whenever he's healthy, because he's you know, for us to be playing our best footy, we need Jakey to be right up there for us. And then, but then, yeah, it's great that Joe's being able to travel up with us. You know, the club's going to be playing the long game with Joe's body. And I think that's really a good sign of a footy club, that's a guy that's speculation of his futures out there. The footy club is in no mindset to try and rush Joe back and do the wrong thing by him. They're going to take their time with him, and when he's healthy and you know, injury free and the risk of re-injuring is low, then that's when they'll start to consider returning him to play. But in terms of what Joe brings to our group, just by being up here and being around the guys, and you know, the social connection that he provides, along with our captain Dyson, who obviously won't be playing anytime soon, is you know, it's aligned with our values and aligned with that mental focus and connection to help us improve and perform.
Is it the sort of thing, Dylan, that this could be a really good thing for Joe and for Essendon to get away? He obviously has been living out of Melbourne, but to actually get away now with the group, and I guess for Joe to be reminded at how good Essendon can be for him and the current playing group long term?
Well, really, that's for Joe to answer. I mean, you know, everyone's got an opportunity to get better or to not get better with anything in life. You know, we're certainly as a group striving to get better while we've relocated out of Melbourne. But you know, that's probably one for Joe to answer.
Yeah, and the other one on Jake, because I'm glad you sort of mentioned how important he's been, because he wasn't just good in the last 3 or 4 weeks. He was very good for the club last year, but it just seems that he's almost back. I know he's injured now, but he's almost back to that all-Australian form where he was a bulldog, but now he's a bomber. Just how important he could be to the group.
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's in red-hot form, and, you know, if he's... I don't want to puff him up too much, because he's probably listening to this. No, he definitely wouldn't be. He's be minding his children at the moment. But, you know, he's a super, super powerful, you know, player. You know, we talk about those forward half type players that can have a crack in the midfield and they also hit the scoreboard. There's only a handful in the competition that are at a higher level, and he's at his best. He's certainly one of them. So, you know, we need to find a way to keep performing without him. And you know, when he's ready to come back, we'll be certainly grateful to have him.
I reckon their fans will be keen to see him back out there too. Does the machine make bullet coffee, Dylan?
Well, I've gone really easy on the baristas here. I don't want to throw too many curveballs at them, but when I'm a little bit longer, I'll start challenging them a little bit more. I asked my, it's got a magic this morning, so they handle that pretty well. But yeah, we'll see. I'll throw a bulletproof coffee at him and I'll get back to you.
I want an update, a hub update on the coffee, mate, if you can, every time we talk to you. Appreciate your time, mate. Well done last week. You were fantastic to watch, you and your boys. And Saturday
night
against
the Kangas. And you're flying also, Dylan. Dylan, you're flying yourself. Sorry to cut out of the top here, but you're flying.
That's all right. I was listening before to... You guys had Jason Johnson online and... I just wanted to say that I was a huge client of theirs during my time when I was in Sydney. I couldn't speak more highly of the dynamic food, so people definitely should be jumping online and ordering their food. It's great.
Oh, I think you're right. Spot on. They make magnificent meals. Dynamic.com.au. Dylan, you're a magnificent man. Go get him Saturday night against the Kangas.
Appreciate it, guys. See ya.
Good stuff. Dylan Shield with us from the Bombers.